Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEB. Go check out their current job openings at Ready Mix Concrete. You can check out more at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by our Sean Kelly and Husker Lions. Sean, good morning. We just had a conversation last segment regarding a potential GM. So Trae Young goes to Oklahoma as an assistant GM, still obviously playing basketball. Steph Curry at Davidson. We brought up for Nebraska football the likes of like Will Compton and Dominican Sue. Do you like those names? Is there others you might bring up for a potential GM type, assistant GM, Sean, for Nebraska football?
Who would it be, Sean?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think you got to go like, so you're just going for like a big name or somebody that actually is qualified to do the job?
Well, both. It has to be both, Sean. It has to be a big name who's qualified for the job and who resonates with young players.
Like, how about like Kenny Bell?
Not big enough name, Sean. I'm just going to say that right now. Not big enough.
So somebody like that. Okay.
Well, we put you on the spot.
I got to give that.
We put you on the
you
spot.
You kind of put me on the spot.
That's
here.
Okay. No, obviously, you were listening to the show. We've got that. We picked up on that real quick, Sean.
It's okay. I never
read my paper in the car so I could be prepared for the show.
No, you're fine. We totally put you on the spot. The names we came up with, Sue Compton Crouch.
That's a good list.
It's have to be somebody that's interested, invested, and a name that kids would recognize.
Okay, that now you got a little bit more criteria. Yeah, Sue would be pretty amazing in yes. all areas just to have him involved. But, the question is, like, when you start to create these positions, is the money involved and how much money the universities have to, raise to get this $20.5 million they're going to need and, the cuts that are going to have to be coming across the board as well. I mean, all these ideas are great, but I think for Troy Dannon, his struggle now is how do you manage this budget knowing you've got to come up with this new amount of money that's going to grow every year?
Sean, you wouldn't have to pay this position much at all. What would you have to pay Sue? I mean, what Sue's not going to demand $500,000 to do it. He may not demand anything.
Yeah, you'd hope they'd take like the Brett Maher kicking coach deal where they're paying Brett like $50,000, $60,000 to come around and coach kickers.
Okay, back to spring football. Sean, we're five practices in now, right? Five practices in. What are your sort of lingering questions in your mind? Two.
I think just that defensive front. I mean, when you lose probably three NFL guys, Nash, Ty, and I'll put Jamari Butler in that camp too. I think he's an NFL-level guy when he's healthy and playing at his peak. You don't get that from the transfer portal. I mean, so you have to hope that the players in your program can take a step forward, but it's still going to be a drop off from what those guys gave you. So how do they build this defense without that? I mean, that to me is still the question. They went heavy in the portal to get Williams Wanneri here and some other key players up front. Gabe Moore is not a big name addition, but then you're hoping a Riley Van Poppel and some of these other players like Elijah Judy and Cam Lenhart can rise up to the occasion and give you something. But no matter what, it's not going to be what they had last year. I'm just realistic about that. You can't get what Ty and Nash and Jamari at times last year So how do you get that back is probably my biggest question.
It's interesting to hear you here say this. There's no way this new group can be as good.
I say that because of the age. You're talking about older fifth and sixth year guys last year in those positions. And we're seeing it in college basketball, for example. Look at Auburn. They're like older than half the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
The 25, 24-year-olds. And that was Nebraska up front last year. And I don't care how talented you are as an 18, 19, 20-year-old. A 24-year-old is a big difference.
Were you surprised yesterday when John Butler really stiff-armed the opportunities to sort of name players who were playing well, get into depth chart discussion at all? What was your reaction to that?
I think that's a straight order from the top. You know, I think they're very careful with praising guys. And look, we've talked about this a lot, Sip. I mean, Nebraska here in general, we have a notion to want to crown people before they've done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going on for a long time, especially in the off season. So I think Matt Rhule, you know, his order probably is, hey, we're not gonna go out of our way. But also now we're in a new era of college football with NIL, with the depth charts and NIL roster management. And look, if you praise a guy, that could lead to a bunch of things. A, that guy might want more money.
Yeah.
B, other players might be upset behind him.
Yeah.
That they're, hey, what about me? Or if it's a guy that's in a second, third team type role, that might lead to other teams approaching that guy or that guy wanting more money. So, you know, like, I think as a coach, you have to be so careful probably what you say now, because there is nothing binding that keeps these players here, and they can leave at any moment.
Sean, we've talked about QB2 with you a couple times in recent weeks. It's still a big story because behind Dylan Raiola, it's not really known. Is it Grahamstead? Is it Davila? Right now, Holgerson says it's Grahamstead at number two. Do we know enough about him to feel comfortable about that if it goes in the season with him at number two, Sean?
Well, he's played a lot of football, and I get it. It's the NAIA level, but he was the best player in NAIA football. I mean, that's not a bad guy. I always use this analogy. If you put Davila in NAIA football, would he be the national player of the year? I mean, it's not easy to do, to go in there and produce at that level, to win at that level, to play in two national championship games, win one of them, lose another one. So, I mean, Jalen doesn't have the physical size of some of those guys, but he's got the intangibles. Kind of reminds you of like a Todd Reesing type guy. Just, he's going to be a coach someday too. And I think he's the perfect complement to Dylan. Dylan only missed really a quarter of football last year in the UCLA game. That was it. So you hope that his style and his physical size keeps him healthy all year. And we're not really talking about the backup quarterback other than the sense that he's a guy that's helping Dylan and helping him see things. And Dylan has great trust in him. And I think that's what the relationship is right now with those two. I think he's kind of an older vet that helps Dylan and understands his role in this situation. Where, you know, you just hope that they don't have to play him. But I think this challenge now is, can these other quarterbacks learn the offense? I think Latif is still a really young player. I would, you know, it's going to take some time to get him at the level you want. Davila had the 1 year at Purdue but didn't really do much with it. So it's, you just don't know what you have. And we're not going to get a spring game, so we're not going to see what he looks like in a spring game, which would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Joined by Sean Callahan. Right now, Sean, I guarantee there's people wondering, why are these guys not talking about the most important element? That is the offensive line. Might not be, but some people believe that. What are you hearing? How do you think? I mean, what can you tell us about what's going on up front right now on offense?
Well, I think right tackle is the mystery. I think we're all on the same page, you and I, Sip, with Pritchett as the left. You don't invest like you do in Pritchett and, you know, put him in as the left. And how many guys on the roster last year would have started at tackle for Alabama? I mean, so he's got a resume. He didn't have a, you know, great year from his standards, but I think he's looked the part early. Rocco has looked the part early. Justin Evans could play guard or center. It looks like maybe center right now for him at this point. We'll see where that. When we saw the viewing period, he was working as center with that top group. Mm-hmm. So what does that other guard spot look like right now? And then what does the right tackle look like? And is it Latovsky, or could it get Tula or somebody else, or Prochazka, Corcoran, when they return, get back there? And I think this conversation, the offensive line, you know, there's so many things that we don't know because of some of those guys that are out for the spring. Will they be able to get back up there and compete once they're healthy?
Yeah, so if Evans is indeed playing center, who is that left guard? Evans started 13 games at left guard last year. Who would be the left guard?
Yeah, Latovsky is going to be a starter on this line one way or the other. If he's not the right tackle, I would think he's the left guard.
Yeah.
But if he is the right tackle, that's kind of the mystery. Is it Machaychok?
Yeah.
Could he be that guard? Could somebody else, like a Corcoran or a Gatula,
right,
play guard?
Right.
I mean, those are things that we just won't know answers to until the summertime. But they have guys. I mean, I think the depth is there. And getting Pritchett and Spindler, when you can get, you know, two veteran starters to plug in, just, I think, made Donovan Raiola's spring a lot less stressful. Could you imagine the spring sip without those two guys?
No, I can't. They had to go get them. Now, will there be, okay, the portal opens again, Sean, April 15th. The portal period, the next portal period, is April 15th to April 26th. What does Nebraska do in that period?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil, that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Spring is here, and so are the deals at dd's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, dd's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to dd's Discounts.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Well, this is where we're going to learn a lot about Pat Stewart and kind of their approach. But it's like right during the heart of spring ball. Now, note this, though. It's just the entry date. So Nebraska could bring visitors in from the portal all through the month of May. Hmm. I mean, not that they're going to bring a lot of visitors in, but you just have to declare for the portal. And then from that point on, graduate transfers and other players could possibly still go in later. But I think it's not going to just, like, stop on April 26th. That's just a declaration point.
Okay.
And then in May, and even maybe June, you could see some guys making their way to visit campus as an addition. But whoever they would bring in from the portal is not going to get to Lincoln until after Memorial Day weekend. I mean, that's just the reality of the dates and how it falls. So there's time. I mean, we're going to be, after the spring game's over, we could have a good 6 weeks of not knowing if they're going to get somebody or not.
Is it just a simple answer, Sean, that you would get from like a Matt Rule? We're always looking for big bodies. Is that the answer to that?
Right. And defensive linemen, look, odds are if there is a D lineman or two that they want, there's going to be 20 other teams with big budgets that will want them too.
Right.
Just like Rocco Spindler. They had to outbid everybody on Rocco Spindler. I mean, he was the hot item in the auction late, and they had to win that battle to get him. And if there is a D lineman they want that's high name or big name, there's going to be a lot of competition. That's just the reality of that position, especially in the spring portal when there's not much left to pick from.
Yeah, if the guy is any good at all, he's going to probably command a pretty big price, right? That's my
right. Opinion. And the spring portal, too, it may not offer much because a lot of players that are good might already be under deals that they like and situations they like. So it could end up being a guy from a smaller school, too.
Yeah.
And that's probably more realistic. You're going to see some group of five player or even an FCS player from like Rhode Island or some obscure school that just explodes. And that kind of like that Isaiah World from Nevada became this hot tackle this year.
Really hot.
Oregon's tackle this past year was from Rhode Island, I believe. I use that. And he became a million-dollar player. I mean, that is probably more realistic than like a Georgia guy going in the portal or somebody. It just, and odds are usually the smaller school guy might be more productive and it has done more throughout his career than, say, a busted out five or four star at a power four school.
Okay.
Sean, last thing, and this is a personal question for you, Sean. Do you find yourself invested in the crown right now? Nebraska's in Vegas. They beat Arizona State Monday. They play tonight. Are you, Sean Callahan, invested in Nebraska basketball in the crown?
I will watch for sure. I'll share two pieces of trivia with you. The first time Nebraska has ever played Georgetown in basketball.
Okay.
And secondly, Nebraska basketball, to my knowledge, has never played a basketball game in April.
Oh.
So
well, there's something share to hang
those
your hat
fine pieces of trivia with your favorite Creighton fan this morning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they can't counter really easily on that.
Hey, Nebraska's won 2 out of 3 against Creighton. I mean, we got Nebraska's got the scoreboard, but gosh, that game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the basement watching it by myself, and it was just and Lisa's like, "What is wrong?" I go, "Are you watching this game?" Like the first 30 minutes were just awful.
It was rough.
They came on though.
It was pretty invested.
No, they came on. And Simple texted me. He's like, "Arizona State will screw this up." And look, they only had like 7 players.
They weren't. It everything pointed to Nebraska winning that game,
and they did.
This will be a tougher game, and I thought last night Villanova looked good in that other bracket side, and USC looked really good. So, they're the other side of that bracket looks tougher, in my opinion. When you look at Boise State, though, is probably
wow,
the favorite
Sean,
right
you're
now.
Invested.
Okay,
the you are evaluating
very,
the bracket.
He's very invested.
I mean, don't call me Nick Baugh.
God,
but I've got the state. I studied the bracket a little bit.
The other side of the bracket looks tougher is an amazing statement.
The answer was Sean is very invested in the crowd. I like that.
Wow.
Well, Sean, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll chat with you again next week.
I told Robin to send me the T-shirts for sale. I was curious if they had any cool shirts, and none of it was cool. It was all too, like, I don't have the swag to wear the T-shirts. It was a little too young-looking,
Young-looking?
Yeah, I mean, They look like I can't. I mean, it just didn't look like something a 44-year-old guy should be wearing.
Okay.
Well, we can still have Robin buy something and bring it back, and we can judge that ourselves, I guess.
They have swag.
There's a necklace there you can buy with a crown, like just a big crown on it too.
Elizabeth would love that.
Yeah, how are you going to get that?
A necklace.
Might have to purchase that.
You can purchase a crown necklace.
Yeah, like a big crown necklace.
Wow.
Well, maybe Robin's got to bring some trinkets back then from Vegas.
Trinkets.
Let's go with that. Sean, thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Line, Sean Callahan.
He's invested. He's invested.
I would say he was extremely invested. He said he looked at both sides of the bracket. He's watching all the games.
Man. Yeah, I got to get
I mean, we read the box score. We read the finals, but Sean's been watching the games, assessing who's good, who's not. He's all in.
Yeah, I'm kind of in
I respect that.
It feels like an exhibition to me. I'm kind of in that mode.
Is DePaul and Arizona State playing in the consolation bracket?
Bill, I think it's one and done, sadly.
I'd love to see
one and
consolation.
I wish for the sake of this there was a consolation bracket.
You could play your way back in.
No, there's no consolation bracket.
One and done.
The tension is thick, though, because it is
down to eight.
What is the phrase that you dislike, Bill?
Survive in advance. Survive in advance. Yeah.
Survival
that,
in the
that
desert.
Will not be right. happening. Bill loves it. Shindandy's Bank. There'll be no phrase of survive in advance.
Could it just be? Could you use this phrase for the crown? Survival in the desert.
I think that's almost worse, actually.
We're not using that one either.
I think you went even to a worse degree.
Duke wanted us to float something.
Yes, what do you got?
Duke wanted us to name?
Yes, for the assistant GM position. That he wants Larry the Cable Guy.
Ooh,
wants Larry the Cable Guy. Not a bad thought.
I don't hate that.
All of a sudden, just getting if you're parents and you get on a Zoom call and he just throws like a little 10-12 minute monologue at you. Just you're just doubled over laughter on the couch and just. And talking to Larry the Cable Guy?
For some reason, that doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't. Right away, it's like, oh, that's kind of, hang on. Kind of like it. Larry,
I don't hate that at all. Good idea from Duke.
Yeah. There was another name that a texter sent that I didn't dismiss. Yeah. I want to read his reasoning, though. Hold on.
So, Larry, if you're listening.
Thanks, Duke.
Yes.
This person, now this is not, I don't know who this is. He said, long shot Dwayne Wade, wife is Gabby Union, Omaha native and massive Husker fan. He did game day for us. Dwayne Wade?
You would think he'd be more inclined for Marquette since he went to school there. Yeah, but I get that. Yeah. Thank you, Texter. He's been to a couple football games here.
Dwayne Wade would be, I mean, you're thinking really big, which I like.
Imagine if you're Marquette.
You're like, hang on a second.
Hold it. What's going on over there?
You made a Final Four with us, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Tom Crean's like, hey, man, come on, man. I know we're not there anymore, but we're Marquette guys, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Come on, D. Wade.
Yeah, and I think he is pretty invested in Marquette.
Final Four there. Yeah. I'm going to support Nebraska.
I'm going to Nebraska.
Sorry.
But he does have – he has,
was a texter.
But he had information,
yes.
So I appreciate that.
I respect
he had researched information on that. Larry the Cable Guy from Duke.
Yeah,
imagine how much fun it would be just to get on a Zoom with him. That would be a lot of fun.
It's not an April Fool's joke.
No.
Larry the Cable Guy is the GM for Nebraska. Assistant GM. GM. I'll be darn.
When we come back, we don't talk much baseball. When torpedo bats are a thing,
we
have a little interest. Torpedo bats next in Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.